Right, we're now joined with Development Side Secretary Gareth Moore to discuss what happened today. So, what happened today, Gareth?
What happened today was we came up against a side that played one up front and a tight midfield and back line within 10 yards of the penalty area and didn't move from that almost the whole game.
Really?
No.
That's the first defeat for the Development Side this season. They've been tearing through this league, though, in the first few games, haven't they?
Yeah. In fairness, Nelson came with a game plan and executed it.
I mean, they are away from home, and that they're entitled to come and try and get the draw, aren't they? And
they've played within their capabilities, and they've got a corner, and somehow got a free header.
Yeah,
from nowhere, and it's 1-0.
I suppose though one of the elements of the development side is to develop players, and one of the things they have to develop is how they handle defeat. So next week, what's happening next week? What games have we got?
The next game we've got is actually a week on Thursday.
That's going to be at Abbey Hay, isn't it?
Against it is. Pines. Yes. Yeah, it's a 7:45 kickoff
at Abbey Hay's ground.
At Abbey Hay's ground.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you reckon then? We're going to bounce back from this? Certainly we've created a good side down there.
Yes, we've created a very good side. We've had 85-90% of the possession. They've had a big tall centre forward who just stayed up front on his own and chased everything.
In many ways, though, it's like watching the first team then.
Yeah. Oh, and the game, it was very much... I mean, Nelson actually, again, played in orange.
Yes.
So it was very much
like... You're not liking him to rush, are you? Don't do that on this radio station. Come on, Gareth.
I wouldn't do that. No, I wouldn't do a thing like that, would I? But I wouldn't like them to rush all, but, yeah.
So who are they, without giving them sense of too much of an ego, who are the players to look out for in the development squad, maybe who are knocking on the door for first team at some point? So obviously you've got Scott Cheatham, haven't you?
Yeah, we've got Scott, he didn't play today, but I think we've got a guy called Frank Van Gils.
Yes, he's an excellent player, isn't he? Straight out of the academy, wasn't he, last season to the youth team?
Yeah, straight from the youth team, yeah. We think he could easily play at a higher level even than our first team.
He reminded me of a young Sean Mike Phillips when he first came on the scene in the Manchester Senior Cup. He's that kind of build and that kind of touch.
Yeah, it's that kind of build. He can easily stand with the weight on one foot and go the other way. And so he can leave the defenders.
One of the players who looks like he's scoring hatfuls at the moment and he's back at the club, Matty Boland, and John Poyser, obviously from the youth set up last season. Where do you reckon they are at the moment?
Hard to say. You may well see them in the Manchester County Cup.
Yeah, against New Mills.
New Mills. They're probably still a little bit short of Norton, Greaves and Daniels, but they're good prospects.
But a lot of players are at this level, aren't they?
Yeah.
Let alone in the development level. What's the standard like being in the Galaxy League? It's a new team for this season. It's a new age on the players who they're coming up against.
Yeah.
How's it compared to the Northwest Youth Alliance?
Surprisingly, despite the results, the games have actually been a lot higher standard.
Yes.
But because we've brought in players that are over 18 and have been out and had new teams, the results might not make people think that.
Yeah.
But let's see. It is a higher standard, but we've upped our game even further.
And that's what it's for, isn't it, really?
That's what it's for. It is for developing players. And probably as hard as a defeat today is to take, it's a bigger lesson losing today than it has been beating
other teams. And that's what it's about, isn't it? It's developing them.
It's about developing
them. And hopefully we'll bounce back against Hyde. Thank you, Gareth. And well done for the season so far. And good luck for the rest of the season.
Okay, thank you.